Oh, pinkies. Let me tell you. We'll just get out of the garage here. We are driving the Assassin today because we have a very special guest that we have to transport today. I'll tell you about that a little later. I am running around like a chicken with my head cut off, basically, today, trying to get a bunch of things done. Haven't driven this car in a little bit, maybe, I guess, a week to 8 days. So, first of all, frequency stealing my bit. Driving around in your car. We're going to need our sunglasses today, pinkies. Now, what's the time? 45. Okay, so I have 15 minutes to get to my destination. So let's go the long way, shall we? You folks, I don't know if you listen to Frequency, the gay waste in the gay wasteland, in the heart of the gay wasteland. With all of his bumpers, he's basically copying Big Fatty. He has a bunch of bumpers for everything, and he doesn't talk about anything except for pizza rolls and the Golden Girls. I still recommend you check it out. It's pretty good. Anyway... He's driving around in his car, trying to pretend he's the Fey driver, so I'm just calling you out, Frequency. I hear you there, stealing everybody else's material. So, let's see. While we're on the topic of podcasts, I would like to say that I'm enjoying the But First podcast with Big Fatty and Adam Burns, old Crooked Hat, and of course they're talking about the Big Brother show, I'm quite enjoying it, so I'll just give a little shout out to the But First podcast. Look it up, and it's a great show, although I don't like the spoilers. I mean, I'd rather wait to hear who wins the power of veto, because it really ruins it for me. Because I listen to the show as quickly as possible after I watch the Sunday episode. And then you guys go and talk about stuff that's happening in the future. So I may have to turn you off at that point. But anyway, yeah, it's a great show. Thank you, boys, for putting that out there. Really enjoying it. So, I am running around to trying to get ready for work. You know, the weather has been very nice, and I'm mad at my husband. So, I'm gonna complain about my husband today. In that, the man moves in slow motion. Like, it's as though he's trapped in molasses. You know, I only have about 8 hours a day to be effectively productive. And on my weekends, that limits me to what I'm able to do. So this weekend, I wanted to, like, splishy splash power wash my house, the siding of my house, because it looks like the Munsters, right, with all the algae and the moss and the dirt growing off of it. I mean, if your car broke down in the middle of the night and you walked up to my house, you'd be going, I'm not going in that place because it's creepy. So I'm trying to clean my house. So plus on the weekends we like to do something fun together, so I wanted to go into Vancouver this weekend, and Mr. Anderson was, you know, dragging his feet, and, well, I gotta walk the dog, and so he goes to walk the dog, which usually is a 30 minute to 45 minute endeavor for him, and 45 minutes later he's back. So I am going, okay, well, he's going to be gone for 45 minutes. I don't want to haul out the pressure washer and the soap and the brushes and the ladder and to get all set up to do my splishy splashy. So I think, oh, well, okay, well, I'll just wait till he gets back and then we'll go and we'll do something. So meanwhile, I'm in holding pattern here, fizzing around in the in waiting to do something, and he decides he wants to go for a mega super long hour and a half walk, and he doesn't tell me. So I'm wondering, well, you know, you're now we're at an hour, you're 15 minutes late, what the hell's going on? So I ding him a message on the cell phone, and guess where his cell phone is? On the bedside table, you know, beside me as I'm typing a message to him. So so I was really perturbed that he ruined I mean, I could have had an hour and a half of house scrubbing can get me I could get a side done possibly. So boys and girls, never get married. They just drag you down. Anyways, so I had to get mad at him, but we made up afterwards, so don't worry, everything's fine. Let me see now. So I am taking the 911 in for a wheel alignment because I feel like it needs a little bit of TLC. It pulls a little. And I also, when I take it in for the wheel alignment, I'm taking it to a power shop. You know, one of these places that works with high performance customizations of vehicles. Anyway, I'm taking it to this place to get a wheel alignment. I'm going to ask them, is it time for newer or more better performing shock absorbers or something, and I might invest in some shocks for that car. The problem is I can never get underneath it to see what's going on under there, but it feels to me like the car is a little bit loose. I just like to have it tightened up a little bit. So I think a wheel alignment and maybe some nicer suspension parts might do it for me. So that's happening in the middle of next week. This is my last week of work, and then I'm on vacation. Mr. Anderson and I are going to go on a little road trip up north to see Mother Anderson. So we're looking forward to that. Mr. Anderson wants to paint parts of the house, so we've been getting prepared for that. People don't know how to turn left from their lane. Drivers are so lazy that when they turn left onto a two-laner road, they go all the way. They take the furthest away lane, which is incorrect. You turn into the lane closest to the yellow line, you numbskulls. Anyway, that's my little rant. So today, Mr. Anderson is at work, and I have a day to myself, air quotes, so to speak. So I'm going to try to get the goddamn splishy splashy washing done. But I can't do that until I go and do my chores. Gotta go get my groceries and make some stops. And now our special guest today is Mr. Anderson's dog, Max. Max the dog. And Max is going to the doctor today, so that's why we're driving the big car. Because against my better judgment, he's allowed in the big car. And we're going to go take Maxie Waxie to the vet. And he's not going to like it. Get some shots and get his ears looked at. So that's what's happening there. So the summer is turning out to be mostly enjoyable. It's finally heating up here. I'm going to show you, if you look at the show art Scotty Battler, who's complaining about his bloody winter, you know that Scotty Battler, He complains about it being too hot. He complains about it being too cold. He complains about how much money it costs for him to go on all of his vacations all the time. He's jet-setting all over the world, this guy. Swiss Air is so expensive, and they don't give you a hot towel. That's a terrible Australian accent. My apologies, Scotty Battler. Anyway, Mr. Battler, my pool is at 90 degrees Fahrenheit, 32 degrees Celsius, and it is divine. So I want you to know, I hope you're enjoying your miserable cold 10 degree winter there in Brisbane, because here we're having 30 degree swimming pool weather, and I am loving it. So, nya nya to you. Mr. Battler, who is not doing his own podcast anymore, just typically voicemails into other people's shows. However, amazingly enough, I've checked my data banks and I don't have a voicemail from the Scotty Battler. So, I hope the man is still alive. Haven't heard from him for a while. All right, well, I am approaching my first destination. It's probably going to be like this today. We'll be short trips, blathering idiot, and so I'll just transition out here, listen for the snick snack of the Audacity fabulous editing, and we'll come back to you again as I finish this, my first couple of tasks. I need to make an apology, or a retraction, I suppose, to Moose P, who I mistakenly attributed as being the gift giver to the Big Fatty about the T-shirt warning. I'm retired. I know everything, and I have plenty to talk about. Plenty of time to talk about it. So that was not Moose P who sent that. As I mentioned in my last episode, it was somebody else. And I do not recall who it was. I'm sorry you're not getting the credit. Maybe it was DJ Ron. In any case, the T-shirt was brilliant, whoever you were. So kudos to you. And Moose P gave Big Fatty a bunch of wine, because that's Moose P's a good like that. He understands the true needs of an elderly man with nothing better to do. Drink wine. I just bought a bunch of wine myself, in fact. I love the summer because you get to have these white wines, and I wish, you know, I should be spending way more money on white wine. I know you guys are only spending like $2 a bottle, but like a cheap bottle of wine in Canada is about $13. That's $9 would be the cheapest bottle of wine you could get, and that's not a good wine. So wines are expensive, good wines. But anyway, we're not here to talk about wine. We're here to wine, but not talk about wine. So I have now with me my regal passenger, Max the dog. How's it going back there, Max? You happy? Yeah, he seems pretty happy. And we are off on our way to the doggy doctor. You may not hear from me for a little while because I'll be on vacation. I'm also working diligently on the fundraising we're doing for the that I'm doing a little fundraising event that I'm doing for our firefighters charitable society. So I'll be busy doing that. So I'll be gone probably for a couple of weeks. You may hear from me again around mid-August, or if I have some time, if I get all my house washing done and I have some time during our vacation, I may step in once again to say hello and tell you about what's happening. Everyone be happy. The Faye driver is returning to normal. I think probably the pool Zen time is probably doing me a world of good. And I'm feeling better about my life. So, thank you for listening. I am the Faye driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. And have a great summer. Bye-bye.